Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. We are talking trading today, but we're not chasing like those big slashy wins. You know what I mean? Like this is about building something that actually lasts.
Yeah, it's about going from those short-term wins to something that's
right.
much more sustainable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And dare I say enjoyable when it comes to the markets.
Okay, I am so here for enjoyable because let's be real for a second. Trading can feel like a freaking roller coaster sometimes.
Absolutely.
So how do we ditch the stress? How do we actually like enjoy this process?
I think it starts with recognizing that comparing your own portfolio to, let's just say, Warren Buffett is like comparing your marathon training to Usain Bolt running the 100-meter dash.
Okay.
It's apples to oranges. Your journey is going to be unique.
Totally.
And your measure of success should really reflect that.
I love that analogy. So instead of getting caught in that like comparison trap, we should be setting our own pace and figuring out, you know, what success actually looks like on our own terms. Mm. But how do we actually put that into practice?
It's about cultivating an internally driven mindset.
Okay.
And it's recognizing that every decision that you make is an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to grow.
Yeah.
It's about viewing the market through your own lens, not someone else's highlight reel on social media.
So less FOMO, more like knowing your own why.
Yeah.
But give us something concrete. How does an internally driven trader actually behave differently? Like what sets them apart?
Well, for starters, they're like data detectives of their own trades.
Okay.
They meticulously track their progress. And I don't just mean profits and losses.
Right.
It's about why those things happened.
Okay.
For example, let's say you're really into technical analysis.
Yeah.
An internally driven trader will not only track, did they correctly identify that support level, but how did they react when the price got there?
Oh, interesting.
Did they stick to their plan or did emotions kind of take over?
So it's like you're saying understanding your trading DNA. So like your strengths, weaknesses, or even those little quirks that make you you, and using that knowledge to make smarter decisions.
Exactly. You're recognizing that maybe you make your best trades Tuesday mornings after yoga.
Oh.
But on Friday afternoon, you get a little impulsive.
Right.
And that's powerful information
totally.
That can inform your strategy.
Almost like having a personalized trading manual that you're constantly refining based on your own experience, which is so much cooler than just blindly following someone else's system.
Right. And all that self-awareness is about building a trading strategy that's not only profitable, but also deeply satisfying.
Okay.
It becomes less about chasing that next big win and more about just the quiet thrill of mastering your emotions, making decisions that actually align with your own personal goals.
So it's like trading becomes this incredible journey of self-discovery. I mean, who wouldn't want to sign up for that?
Absolutely. It can be incredibly empowering. And the best part is that it takes the pressure off.
Oh, really?
You don't need to beat the market. You don't need to compare yourself to others.
Right.
Your success is defined by your own growth as a trader.
Now, that's what I call a definition of success I can get behind. This is making trading sound less like a high-stakes casino and more like this fascinating puzzle you get to solve every day.
That's a great way to put it. You're not reacting to the market's whims. You're actively engaging in this process of testing, analyzing, and refining your approach.
Yeah.
And that brings us to another crucial aspect of internally driven trading, learning to love the process.
Yes. Tell me more about finding the fun in trading, because let's be honest, it can be stressful.
Mm.
You know, when you're staring at a sea of red on your screen, fun isn't usually the first word that comes to mind.
I hear you. But what if we looked at those red days not as failures, but as feedback?
Okay.
Every loss, every missed opportunity, it's a chance to learn something about yourself as a trader and the market.
Okay.
An internally driven trader sees a losing trade and says, okay, what can I learn from this?
Right.
Did I follow my plan? Did I miss a key signal? Was my risk management on point?
So instead of like getting bogged down by that emotional weight of a loss, you're treating it like a data point, almost like a scientist would analyze, you know, the results of an experiment.
Precisely. And the more you can approach trading with that analytical mindset, the less reactive you become.
Okay.
Less emotional, less likely to make those impulsive decisions. And it allows you to detach from the short term and focus on the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Are you making progress towards those goals? Are you refining your approach?
Right.
Based on your strengths and weaknesses.
This is all about playing that long game, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Building that foundation one trade at a time. And it sounds like celebrating those small victories along the way is a big part of that.
You're absolutely right. It's so easy to get caught up in this all or nothing mentality.
Right.
We hear stories all the time about people turning thousands into millions overnight.
Right.
And it's easy to feel like anything less than that is a failure. But the truth is, consistent success in trading, it's built on those small wins. Sticking to your stop loss, even when it hurts not chasing that hot tip that everyone's talking about, having the discipline to step away from the market when you're feeling emotional.
Those are some seriously underrated wins right there.
Absolutely.
How do you suggest someone who's maybe newer to trading begin to recognize those victories?
One powerful practice is keeping a trading journal.
Okay.
And I don't just mean, you know, tracking your entries and your exits.
Right.
But really digging into the why behind your decisions.
Okay.
What were you thinking? What were you feeling? Were there any external factors influencing your judgment?
Ooh, a trading journal. That's a good one.
Mm.
I've heard of those. But to be honest, I always thought those were only for like super serious traders.
Not at all. Think of it as a conversation with yourself. A way to uncover your blind spots and biases that might be sabotaging your success.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be complicated. Start by simply jotting down your trades each day.
Right.
And make a few notes about your decision-making process.
Okay.
Over time, you will start to see patterns emerge, both positive and negative. Oh, that's really interesting.
Maybe you notice that you make impulsive trades after you watch certain financial news programs, or you realize that you're most profitable trades are the ones where you've done your research, formulated a plan, and you stuck to it.
Yeah.
That insight is gold.
Wow. It's like holding up a mirror to your own trading habits.
Exactly.
And you just see with crystal clarity what's working and what needs some adjusting.
It's all about becoming a student of your own trading, and that self-awareness allows you to make those course corrections.
Okay.
So instead of getting stuck repeating the same mistakes, you're constantly evolving and refining your approach.
So it's less about trying to fit into some predetermined mold of what a successful trader looks like, and more about creating your own style.
I love that.
One that aligns with, you know, your risk tolerance, your personality, and your ultimate goals.
Exactly.
And that sounds a lot less intimidating, honestly. It's almost like finding your trading zen, you know?
You're not trying to force yourself into somebody else's idea of success. You're creating your own path based on like what feels authentic to you.
I love that trading zen. I'm stealing that.
Right.
And I think that's a perfect segue into what we might call the final frontier of this internally driven trading thing.
Okay.
Learning to trust your own judgment.
Yeah.
Even when it feels like everyone else is going in the opposite direction.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
Yeah.
Because I think we've all been in that situation where you've done the research, you've got this good feeling about a trade, and then you log on to Twitter and it seems like everyone's saying the exact opposite.
Oh, absolutely. The market is so noisy.
Yeah.
It's full of conflicting opinions and people, you know, claiming to be experts.
Right.
It takes a lot of inner strength to tune out that noise and really stay true to your own analysis.
Right.
But that's what internally driven traders do. They've
okay.
put in the work, they've studied their past trades, they understand their own biases, and they trust that process, even if those decisions aren't popular.
It's that inner confidence,
right?
That sense of, I've got this. Even when like everything feels chaotic.
Yeah, you said it.
That can make all the difference.
Shouldn't agree more. And you know what? It's not about being right all the time.
Okay.
Even the best traders make losing trades.
Right.
What sets them apart is their ability to stay grounded.
Okay.
Learn from those losses and come back stronger.
Okay.
Their confidence isn't tied to the short-term wins and losses.
Right.
It's rooted in that deeper knowledge that they've done the work, they have a plan, and they're committed to it.
So much of this goes back to that self-awareness, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That's like really understanding your strengths, weaknesses, and trusting that even if you stumble, you've got the tools to get back on track.
That's it. And that resilience, that ability to weather those inevitable storms, that's what leads to long-term success.
Mm.
It's not about hitting home runs every time.
Yeah.
It's about staying in the game.
Right.
Learning from your mistakes and constantly evolving as a trader.
I love that analogy. Trading is a marathon, not a sprint. So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into internally driven trading, what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
You know, if I had to distill it down to one thing, it would be this.
Okay.
The most important relationship you'll ever have as a trader is the one you cultivate with yourself.
Mm.
Take the time to understand what motivates you, what you fear, what you're good at, and where you struggle.
Right.
That's self-awareness. It's the foundation.
Yeah.
And you can build a strategy from there.
Such a powerful message. It's not just about the money. It's about the journey.
100%.
That trading can unlock. That's something we can all take with us no matter where we are in our trading journey.
Absolutely. And on that note,
yeah.
I'll leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
As you navigate the world of trading, remember to ask yourself,
yeah,
What does success actually mean to me?
Such a great question to reflect on there. Big thanks to you and to all of you for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, happy trading, everybody.